Hello and welcome to the Dormick Park Podcast Show.
Over the last several years, we have featured exciting guests and have trained several new podcast hosts and production technicians who have recorded, edited, and produced the show.
This show is a great way to get to know the Dormick family a bit better and help build community. We are your hosts, Anna
and Arshmi. On today's episode, we have an opportunity to have one of Abbotsford School District's trustees, Mr. Stan Peterson, joining us live in the classroom to tell us about the role of a school board trustee.
Mr. Peterson is a former teacher and principal in the Abbotsford District. Mr. Peterson has served on the Abbotsford School Board for over 10 years.
Mr. Peterson's community involvement is quite extensive. To name a few, he has been a board member of the Abbotsford Youth Commission, vice president of the 2016 BC Summer Games, director of the Kiwanis Club, and has served as a coach and promoter of BC High School Wrestling, Basketball, Special Olympics, and has had regular trips to Haiti to provide school supplies and teacher training.
We will hear more about that later on, and now we are pleased to bring you our conversation with Mr. Peterson.
Hello, Mr. Peterson. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Thank you so very much for having me come.
Would you like to take a moment to introduce yourself?
Well, why don't I do that? Sure. My name is Stan Peterson, and what's important to me, I'm gonna talk about my family because that's so very important to me. I'm happily married to a wonderful wife. I have three grown children, and yes, seven amazing grandchildren. And in fact, the oldest is in grade five, just like you good people. I'm a retired educator. I love my job. I did what Mr. Hipwell did, and I can see how excited he is in doing his job, and I was every bit as excited. I love working with kids, and I sure enjoyed my career.
Let's take you back a bit before you were a trustee. You have had a great career as a teacher and principal, served on many committees, and you are a huge sports fan, especially basketball. Would you mind telling our listeners a bit of your origin story? Maybe describe your journey through some of that?
Sure. So when I was going to university, I never thought about being a teacher. I can't believe that. I was in fact going to be a lawyer. And I went to school with two very good friends, and both of them were going to become teachers. And I said to myself, you know, I've spent a lot of time working with kids, and I'm going to change my career and become a teacher. So I got my degree in teaching, and then I sent out my applications and where can I possibly teach? And I had a number of school districts that said, come on and interview with me. But one of them was Abbotsford. And so I came out to Abbotsford and interviewed, and they said, we'll give you a job teaching math and science. And so I taught at Clibbert Junior High. Now you might not remember that school, but it's now the traditional school. Back then it was a junior high school. And I taught there for 16 years, and I taught math, and I taught science, and I taught computer studies, and then I got an opportunity to teach some PE because I love sports. I love all sports, and I did a lot of coaching. I coach basketball, I coach rugby, I coach volleyball, some track and field, and really enjoyed that part of it. I think it's really important for students to get involved in something in school, and I'm hearing that lots of you are involved, and it doesn't have to be sports. It can be music, art, drama, whatever it is, because you find out that it really is a good way to connect with students. So I'm at Clibbert Junior High, and one of my colleagues said, why don't you apply to be a vice principal? I said, oh gosh, no, I love teaching. So I left it for a while, and then another of my colleagues said, well, have you thought about being a vice principal? I said, well, okay. So I applied for the vice principalship of W.J. Mowat. And what do you know? I got it. Now what do I do? So I was so very sad to leave Clearbrook. I really was, because I love the school. But what a challenge it was to go to Mowat. And I found out yet again that I'm going to a great school. And I spent a lot of time as a vice principal there and loved my time there too. Working in a different way, working to help students, but also working to help teachers, you know, do better jobs in their class and so on. And we all learned together to how to make school a great place for students. So I was happy to be a vice principal at Mort. And then the superintendent of that time said, we're going to open up a brand new middle school, the very first middle school in Abbotsford. What do you think about being the principal? And I said, Whoa, okay. I don't know a lot about middle schools. So I spent the next year kind of learning what middle schools were all about. And while that was happening, they were building Colleen and Gordie Howe Middle School. So I got the great pleasure of kind of being part of the building of it. You know, they'd ask me some advice on, what do you think about this and that? And I mean, I don't know much about building schools, but I do know a lot about being in schools and what's important. So I got to have a little bit of input on that. I got to hire some great staff, and we opened the very first middle school in Abbotsford. And wow, probably the highlight of my career was opening that middle school. It was not something I'd ever want to do again. Boy, it was a lot of work. When they said I was the principal and I was going to open this school, they said, here is a whole bunch of money. Now you have to buy everything that school needs. Well, I'm a teacher. I didn't know any, you know. So I started looking around and, well, how many desks do we need? And then I had to find out how to get desks and all that. And I had a lot of help. I had people from the school district office who helped me. But eventually we opened the school and, gosh, we had everything in it. And I had a wonderful 7 years at Howe Middle, and then I retired. And just as when I left Clearbrook Junior High and left Mort and left Howe, boy, I had strong feelings for those schools, and I was very sad to leave. You talked about sports. I played sports in high school. I played basketball. I played volleyball in junior high school. I played rugby as a young adult. Wasn't the best player ever. I really wasn't, but you know what? I was part of the team, and that was really important. And some of my very, very best friends still are the guys that I played basketball with at Burnaby Central Secondary School in Burnaby. So, you know, we still hang out. We still love talking about basketball. We still love talking about sports. I still meet with a whole bunch of old guys that played rugby, and we're all beat up. We all have bad knees and all that, but we're still friends. And that's what sports has done for me, is providing me with a whole bunch of great people to hang out with, just as anything you get involved with will. And it doesn't have to be sports. I wish I knew something about music, but I don't. Anyhow, that's kind of me.
That's really interesting. Do you have a special memory or moment in your career that really inspired you or made you say, wow, I'm so happy to be doing what I do?
You know, I had to think about this one, and there's so many. I'm gonna mention a student one first and then a couple other things. But the first was I had a student, and I'll say his first name, Mike. And it was I think it's my second year of teaching. Now, this is a long time ago, so my memory fades on some of these things. But Mike didn't like coming to school. He didn't like being in my grade 8 math class. He didn't like doing his homework. He didn't like lots of the kids around him. Was a big kid and kind of picked on kids and this and that. And, you know, in many different ways, he said, I don't like being in your class. I don't like you, and so on. So I decided that I'm going to do something nice for that student every time I saw him, including just saying hello and how's your day and how's things going at home and so on and so forth. And you know what? By the end of the school year, he was an awesome student. That kind of really got me excited about teaching. It really did. You know, teachers, and I'm sure you will say this about your teachers too, you know, they care about you and are willing to do lots to help you learn and help you get through a lot of issues. So that was kind of a big thing for me. I said, you know what, I can do this job because I care about kids. So that was a big thing for me. Yeah, another thing too that's really important is I'm going on and I apologize, but I love education. I could talk about education forever. But aside to that, I met my wife at Clearbrook Junior High. She came in at the end of the year as a substitute teacher for somebody who was going to be ill for a couple months. And what do you know? We kind of hit it off, and I've been married for 47 years to this same wonderful lady. So that was a highlight, of course. And then I also said, too, that probably the biggest highlight of my career was opening the Colleen and Gordie Howe Middle School. It was amazing.
That's awesome to hear. You have been involved with the Committee for Heart to Heart Haiti since 2008. Can you tell our listeners a bit about that organization? You've traveled to Haiti several times.
I have. In fact, I think I've been there 22 different times. Haiti's a wonderful country with wonderful people, but if you've been reading the news, they're really, really in very big difficulty. But I'm going to turn it back to how I got involved. Heart to Heart is an organization that was originally based in Alberta, but now based in Abbotsford. Heart to Heart is a faith-based community that supports a church, a school, and a children's home in a place called Grand Guave in Haiti. And one of the directors of Heart to Heart said they needed some help in their school. And so I asked if we'd be interested, myself and my good friend Bruce Nicholson, who is a retired educator as well, and real good buddies. And anyhow, he said, would you like to come down and take a look at the school and see if there's ways you can help? So we went down there and fell in love with the place and the kids. Wonderful teachers, but not like your teacher. They had very little training. They were there for the class, but they didn't know much about teaching properly. So myself and my friend, we set up a program to teach the teachers of Heart to Heart how to be better. And we did that for a year, and then people in the community heard about us. And they said, wow, can we send our teachers to this program? So we said, oh, now what do we do? Yikes, you know. From 2008 until the pandemic, we went down twice a year, once in the summer to teach the teachers and once to go and visit them and see how they were doing. And sadly, we haven't been able to be down since the pandemic. We haven't been able to keep real close contact with the people that we have trained to become teachers of the teachers there. We're trying to get one of them to come to Canada so that we can really spend some time teaching them how to be a, kind of a principal of the school to direct the teachers and how to work with the students. So we're working on that still. Another thing we did was we collected school supplies for the kids in Haiti. They have nothing. They have no school supplies at all. And we haven't done this since the pandemic, but at the end of every school year, we used to go to all the schools in Abbotsford with boxes and say, if you've got any extra paper, any extra pens and pencils, would you put them in a box? And you would not believe how much stuff we collected, and we sent that down to them. We haven't been able to do that in the last while because we can't guarantee that it'll get there. The country is in a real mess. Gangs have taken over the capital city of Port-au-Prince. They've taken over the airport. They've stormed some of the army buildings and police stations. So the Canadian government and a bunch of other governments are getting together and saying, what can we do to help out? So until that happens, I haven't given up on getting back there and doing some work, but it's not going to be in the next while. But I love the kids in Haiti. Just like you, they want to learn. They want to be successful, and their teachers to be good teachers as well.
That's amazing. What is a school board trustee? Would you mind sharing a day in the life as a trustee?
Sure. Okay. And I wrote some things down because I'm going to pull that piece of paper out. But a school trustee, we're called the governors of the school district. And what that means is our first job is to make decisions and to make sure that students are successful in school. Now, we'd love it if every student in every school everywhere were successful, but we still have work to do, right? We know some students aren't successful, but our job is to put plans together so that students can be successful in their classes. So Specifically, here are some of the things. Here are some of the things that we do. First of all, we're in charge of the budget. Okay, so the provincial government sends us a whole bunch of money. Now, it's never enough, right? But they send us a whole bunch of money, and they say, say to the trustees, okay, how are you going to spend that money? Now, most of that money, because most of education is about having teachers and assistants and secretaries and principals and vice principals and bus drivers and all that, most of that money goes to paying those people, because that's what education is. It's all dependent on people. But there's some that we get to decide on where we put that money, where we can best make it possible for students to be successful. So we do the budget. Second thing that we do, and it's not in order, but second thing we do is we have to hire a superintendent. And the superintendent, we're the overall bosses, I guess, of the school district, but the superintendent is the educational boss. The superintendent is the one who makes decisions about what happens in schools themselves, and works with, has some assistant superintendents, and works with principals and vice principals to have them work with teachers so that we can all work on one thing, and that is student success. So we make sure that we get the right superintendent, because as a trustee, our job is to ask the superintendent, how are the kids doing? How are they doing in reading? And if they're not doing well in reading, we say, you need to do something about that, and what are you going to do? And we're so lucky to have such good people in leadership positions and teachers in our school district that, in general, our students are doing quite well. So that's another thing. The other thing we do is we make policy, kind of the general rules to run the school district. Rules around, we have a student code of conduct. We say this is how students should behave, and this is what the district can do to help support kids that are not behaving. We make rules around transportation. We make rules around catchments, what schools students get to go to. There used to be a time when you could go to virtually any school you wanted in the school district, but because we are so full, most of our schools are so very full, that we've had to make rules that said the people that live in the catchment area that closest to the school should be the ones that get to go there. Now, do you think that was popular with some people? No. So sometimes you have to make decisions that people don't like. But we have to make the decisions that are best for the whole school district. Let's see, what else did I think? We have to make decisions on school fees for things like those that are in academies, the golf academy. Now, most of this is at the secondary level. We have to make decisions about how much we can charge for those things. And that's kind of generally it. One thing we shouldn't be doing is we shouldn't be making decisions about what's happening at individual schools. That's up to the superintendent and the principals and the assistant superintendents and the teachers. And now, if we think it's not helping students be successful, that's where we get involved. We say, come on, do something about it. So that's kind of in short what we do. Sounds pretty boring, doesn't it? I mean, you know, who would want to be a school trustee? Well, you know what? It's awesome, because I get to still be involved with education, and it's so neat.
How does a person become a trustee?
Well, what do you know? Yes, so I was retired. I told you I retired as the principal of Colleen and Gordie Howe Middle School. And I was looking for some things to do. I didn't think I'd ever be a trustee. And a trustee at that time phoned me up and said, hello, Stan. I said, hey, how are you doing, John? He said, we're looking for some people to run for a school trustee. What do you think? I said, what, me? I got to think about that. I said, I'll get back to you. I got to talk to my wife, and I got to, you know. And so what do you know? I said, sure. Well, saying yes doesn't mean you're a trustee. Then there's an election. And just like there's an election, now it's every 4 years. When I first started, it was every 3 years the elections happened. Now it's every 4 years. You have to get elected. At the same time that they're electing for the city mayor and city councilors, we're elected for trustees. So you probably saw signs out when you see election, right, coming. There's one coming up, the federal election's coming up, and you're going to see signs for that. Well, I got out my signs, and I went to a lot of meetings, and I talked to a lot of people, and I said, vote for me. And, and what do you know? Enough of them voted for me that I became a trustee. So that happened. I had 3 years, and then they changed it to the election every 4 years. So I've had a three-year term, I've had a four-year term, another four-year term, and I'm into my fourth term, and I'm in the second year of the four-year term. So I've been doing it for a long time. But that's how it happens. You have to get elected.
Do you have anything else you would like to add to the conversation?
Let's see. What could I add? I have to say that I think you're fortunate, as students, that you're in the Abbotsford School District and are working with such great teachers and administrators. We have a real proud history, and assistants and all the other people that are involved in the school district. We're fortunate that our school district is doing quite well. Now, can we do better? How many think we can do better? Yeah. Anytime you think you're doing okay, you should be working on just on getting better. And we're really, really working on that. But the good news is that Abbotsford is a good place to be a student. It's a good place to be involved in things. And I sure hope that you continue to be involved in things. When you get to middle school, you're going to find there's even more opportunities to get involved in some things. And really do get involved, because that's what makes school fun. Of course you got to study, and of course you have to write tests and all that. But what makes school just as much fun is getting involved in the computer club, in basketball, and going to drama, going to music. Get something that at the end of when you graduate, you'll be able to say, like I did, I got so many friends, not just because I went to school with them, but because I was involved in a club or a team or something with them. So get involved.
Okay, Mr. Peterson, we have a bit of a show tradition of asking our guests to share a funny or embarrassing childhood story. Do you have one you'd be willing to share?
Oh, boy. I don't get embarrassed easily, but I've go. I could. There's probably tons of silly or embarrassing things. And and you asked about my childhood. Now, that's a long time ago for me. So, it's kind of embarrassing for me just to have to think that far back. But anyhow, I grew up in Prince Rupert. Prince Rupert is a town up north. And does anybody know what Prince Rupert is famous for? It's not happening out here now. Rain. Yeah, Prince Rupert gets more rain than almost any city in BC and in Canada. It gets lots of rain. But anyhow, I love my time there. And I lived in a very small house with my parents and my brother and my sister. And my parents were going to have, and I think it was some people over for dinner. And so I can't, don't remember all of it, but we were going to have some people over for dinner. I was in grade 3 or 4 or maybe even 5. I'm not sure. I don't remember that part. So my parents got me dressed up because we're having company. And I said, okay, well, when's the company coming? Well, they're not coming for a while. So I kind of snuck out with my friend Buren, different kind of name, Buren. And we went to our watering hole where there was this creek. We weren't supposed to be there. My parents said, you stay away from there. But, we make mistakes, all of us, right? And luckily it wasn't disastrous, but anyhow. And we had a big floating log on there, and that was our pirate ship. So I'm dressed in my kind of my best stuff that I've got. And, I got to go home and, be presentable. So I said to Buren, I better not go on this pirate ship. Well, of course, did I go on the pirate ship?
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you have gone on the pirate ship? Kind of a dare, and it was safe, but so got on the pirate ship, and of course, what happened?
You fell in the water.
I fell in, and I remember I was wearing a white shirt, and this was not a real clean pond, and so I knew I was in trouble. But I thought if I got home before the guests came, well, I could change. Well, of course, did I get home before the guests came?
No.
And we had a very small house. When I walked in the front door, everybody standing looking at me in my dripping wet clothes. And needless to say, I did change, but I had my parents talked to me a little bit about that after. I know, is that, it might be funny, might be embarrassing, I don't know. It was just something that I thought of, but that is a true story. So there it is.
Now we're going to open the floor to some questions.
How old were you when you retired?
Oh my goodness. I was 56. Boy, that seems like a long time ago. I'm pretty old now.
How old were you when you started teaching?
Oh, let's see. 23. Plus or minus some years. You're catching me. And I'm a math teacher. I should be able to figure that out. But
how long have you been involved with one school at a time?
I'm sorry, say that again.
How long have you been involved with one school at a time?
One school at a time? The most I spent in a school was at Clibbrick Junior High. I was there for 16 years, and I loved it. What a great school.
How old are you right now?
Right now? How old do you think I am?
Probably like 70s.
Hey, good guess. I'm 73.
Out of all the schools you've been in, what's your favorite school?
You know what? A little secret. You know, there were tears when I left Clibbert Junior High. There were tears when I left Mowat, and there were tears when I left Howe. They were all different experiences. So I don't have a favorite. I really don't have a favorite. My best experience was opening Colleen and Gordie Howe Middle School, but I loved all three schools I was at. I worked with great teachers, great principals, and great students, so they were all amazing.
How old are your kids?
How old are my kids? Oh, okay, now if my wife is here, she'd know exactly those things. I'm terrible at these kind of things. Let's see, 44, 42, and 40. And my oldest granddaughter is in grade 5.
How long have you been teaching for?
I taught for just over 35 years. That's a long time, but it's, you know what, I hope that all of you will have the same experience as me, is in to get a job that you like doing. And if you like doing your job, it's so much easier than if you don't. And I like doing my job. Now, do you think I had some days that I said, ooh, I don't really like this? Yeah, we all do, right? Do you have some days where you think, oh, I got to go to school and my homework's not done and blah, 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 blah. You know, yeah, we have, but most days were absolutely wonderful.
Maybe you have mentioned this, but I didn't hear you, but when's your birthday?
My birthday, my birthday is on January the 5th.
Oh.
And I always, anybody who's got a birthday close to Christmas, just think, I'm getting ripped off. Right, I get a Christmas present, then your birthday's so close after that, then nobody wants to buy you a present, but it's worked out.
What year were you born in?
I was born in 1951. Yes. That's a long time. Holy smokes. I think my age is coming through here, but I feel, luckily I feel very healthy and very lucky.
Were there any students that were smarter than the whole class?
Oh, gosh, yeah. And there were students that were smarter than me, I'm sure. Absolutely. You know, yeah. And that's okay. That's okay. My job isn't to be the smartest person in the class. My job is helping other students learn.
Do you have a favorite subject?
Yeah, math. I'm a math guy.
Man.
Yeah, and you know what? And I like PE. I didn't have any training in PE, but as soon as I started becoming a PE teacher, I went to lots of workshops to learn how to become a PE teacher. I became a PE teacher mostly because I played a lot of sports and I loved it, and I love coaching and that kind of thing. But my training is in math and science.
Thank you, Mr. Peterson, for taking the time out of your day to visit us and be on our show.
Well, thank you for having me, and thank you for being such great hosts. Good job in asking the questions, and thank you for being such a great audience. I'm sure a lot of the stuff I said was kind of boring. I mean, it's being a school trustee and the most exciting thing, but it's been a great thing for me to do, and thank you again for being just so wonderful as an audience. And thank you, Mr. Hibble, for inviting me, and I appreciate coming to this school.
That was a great conversation with our Abbotsford School Board trustee, Mr. Stan Peterson.
I really enjoyed hearing his stories of his early years in teaching and how he met his wife, and now he is a grandpa.
I especially liked his community involvement as a volunteer helping kids and teachers in Haiti.
We wish Mr. Peterson the very best as he finishes his fourth term as a trustee.
If I could vote, I would vote for him for sure.
Thank you, listeners, for tuning in.
Join us next time as we have our very own Miss Fraser back on the show to chat about her new crochet club, which is quite popular here at Dormick. We are your hosts, Anna
and Arshmi.
Goodbye.